I have a friend of mine who's often saying, you know, why do you all guys always, not always, but so often deal with like really, really harsh, heavy topics? Well, it's because they're important sometimes, right? You need to talk about the important stuff that's going on in the world. But there are other things that are also important. And sometimes, you know, a good positive story that can then tell the tale of, say, a business that's done really well, that is making waves on the world scene, that is based right out of here. It provides a few things. It provides employment, sure, but it also provides hope and inspiration and any number of things. So I love sharing some of those stories as well. And so we have an opportunity to do so right now here on 630 CHED Mornings. There's a company that's called DriveWise, and this is an Edmonton-based company, started here, and now is really making a huge impact, mostly through North America. But we have one of the co-founders of this company on today. His name is Brian Heath, and he's joining us here on 630 CHED Mornings. Brian, how are you? Nice to have you here.
Oh, I'm great, Daryl. Thanks for having me on.
You know, this is just, like I said, I like these kind of stories. You're not paying us anything to be on. We just wanted to be able to share something fun. Tell me first off what DriveWise is. Like, what do you guys do? And then we can dive into all the rest of the elements of this. But what is it you do?
Sure. Yeah. You know, so we, you know, we'll call ourselves a connected truck service platform, but what we're really doing
you're gonna have to make it a little bit more catchy.
That's right. Yeah, what we're really doing is connecting truck drivers with the transportation infrastructure around them. That could be systems or programs or information, giving drivers information they need where and when they need it. And that's to help solve a couple sort of larger, broader societal challenges we have around transportation safety. So how do you reduce the number of crashes that occur? How do we reduce the number of fatalities that are associated with large truck crashes? And also, how do we reduce emissions in the trucking industry?
And so, well, I would think, how do you be more efficient as well? Efficient overall makes for better business in the first place.
It does. If you're saving time and money, then that's going to be lowering transportation costs. It's going to be, you know, helping lower the costs of, you know, the goods that you buy at stores, which for the most part are delivered there by trucks.
So it's basically just software connectivity. Like, what's the part about station bypass service? I'm curious as to how
that,
is that an element of it, or is that the
home? It is.
What does that do?
Yeah, so trucking is a pretty heavily regulated industry, and so if you think about the impact trucks have on transportation, that's even our roadways. You know, they're closely monitored to make sure that they're not overweight, so that they are not they're not destroying our highways prematurely. Yeah. And so you'll see weigh stations distributed around the province that truck drivers are required to pull into. Any truck really over 10,000 pounds is required to pull into a weigh station and get weighed. That takes time. On average, it costs a truck driver or a fleet around $9 every time they pull into a weigh station. So the first commercial service that DriveWise went live with was to deliver a weigh station bypass opportunity for truck drivers. So we put software inside the vehicle, and as that vehicle was approaching an enforcement site or an inspection station, then it would electronically transmit the compliance information to that site. And in return, it would get a red light or a green light. And if it was a green light, then the vehicle was allowed to stay on the main line.
Keep on trucking.
And keep on driving. And that, of course, for drivers, that equated to being able to, you know, skip a lineup,
sure,
not have to slow down, save time. So it's a really popular service. And it operates now in 47 jurisdictions in in North America.
I understand your software is in like more than 2 million trucks. So this has gone fairly well. It almost sounds like just build a better mousetrap or more efficient mousetrap and the world will beat a path to your door. Is that what it was? How long has this been? How long has your business been in place? When did you start it? How quickly has the growth been? All that kind of stuff. When did you start first off?
Oh, yeah. So we started 2003. You know, you call us a 20-year overnight success.
You know, it's been a lot. Yeah, that's right.
It's been a lot of hard work, but we started here in Edmonton, and pretty modest. I mean, our office was the Tim Hortons shop over by the U of A, and there's only a couple of us. Now. Yeah, that's right. And some, you know, it's been a progression as we've grown. And we've developed technologies that have broader and broader applications, you know, in the commercial vehicle industry. And we've stuck to our roots here in Edmonton. Our headquarters are based here. The majority of our staff, which is mostly technical staff, a lot of professionals, a lot of engineers developing software that go into vehicles. And our go-to-market strategy was not to sell hardware into those vehicles, but to embed our software in equipment that was already inside the cab of a truck so that a driver wouldn't have to spend extra money buying some piece of hardware to access our services. So that becoming embedded in other devices is what led us to become so widely distributed. So 115 different partners inside the telematics industry means that our software sits and is integrated with about 2.8 million heavy trucks across North America. So it's become the single widest software deployment in trucking history, which is exciting to know that that's all here based in Edmonton.
Yeah, good for you. Would it have mattered if you were based somewhere else, or was there anything about Edmonton that made it better, easier? Or is it just where you happen to have been from, and it's good to continue to give back and not just rush off to some other locale?
Yeah, my co-founder, Fred Coe, both of us were based in Edmonton, so it made sense to start the company here where we both lived. And over the years, it's just been a fantastic source of talent. Edmonton can be really proud of the technical talent that it produces. You know, some of the post-secondary institutions, whether that's, the University of Alberta or Grant McEwen or NAIT, there's some fantastic talent that, we pull into our team, into our growing team, which is now over a couple hundred people. And I don't see that changing. We've got a lot of loyalty to Edmonton and the local scene, a lot of participation in some of the organizations in Edmonton that, whether it's Startup or, Edmonton Innovates or, some of the programs here that we're trying to support the technology and startup scene here locally.
And scale, when you look around sort of in that community, because we always talk about diversifying and becoming more of a tech province as well, and not just relying on one sort of prong of an economy. Do you see that there is growth? But even if it's, is it small, or is it becoming a bigger player in Alberta, this whole tech sector?
Well, I think there's opportunities for tech to really scale. And that's just outside of our story. Of course, we see ourselves really just the beginning of becoming a large scale global enterprise. And there are other startups in the technology scene in Edmonton that I think have opportunities to grow and scale. There's no reason that, that can't become a broader, gain momentum locally. So yeah, I don't think there's anything that's stopping us. The talent here is fantastic and we should embrace it.
Yeah, good stuff. How far when you're just selling and retiring? So this is all good. You've made your millions now, right? You can just walk away from it.
Right? So we're
Isn't that
on
how it all works.
So it's interesting. We are really focused on a mission, right? The mission is save lives and reduce emissions, and it's a big job. It's a big lift, and we're only at the beginning of that journey. So So you're going to see Drivewise around for a long, long time, Daryl. That's a job that, you know, we're not going to consider done until there are zero crashes, zero fatalities, and you really do have an efficient transportation system. So long way to go, but, you know, I think, you know, we've got the right team on board to help us get there.
Interesting talking to you. Thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.